Okay, there we are. And before I go into it, I just wanted to talk a little bit about Iowa itself. Sometimes we get misinterpreted that we're a bunch of corn chuckers, but this is a really good representation. Although we do have a very strong agriculture base, you can see our farms, we are a big small city in Cedar Rapids. And we like to call ourselves a big small city because we all know each other's business still. A little bit about our setting. We are on the east, southeast portion of Iowa. You can see my small red circle. We've got about 211,000 people, not very diverse. 90.4% are Caucasian, 4% African American, 2.6% Hispanic or of Latino origin. About 53,000 average household income, 9.5% live below federal poverty guidelines. We have a large agriculture industry and processing, and some of those facilities are General Mills, ADM, Quaker Oats, and Cargill. And real quick, anybody know what ADM does? Okay, well, it's kind of a good thing we didn't get the obesity portion. Yes, high fructose corn syrup. We make it in our backyard. Here's our current health status. We are 19th in the nation in overall health. And then within the state of Iowa, Linn County, we're about 35 out of the 99 counties. 18% of adults smoke currently. That's a 1% decline since we started our CPPW initiative. And 13.2% of our teens smoke, and we're estimating that's a 5.8% decline in the last 4 years. We're pretty happy about that. 4% of adults use smokeless tobacco, and 4.6% of our youth used smokeless tobacco. We do anticipate next year's rates will rise because of the introduction of snus into our market. All right, we currently have a lot of best practices in place as far as comprehensive tobacco control, health communication interventions, GEL, which is Just Eliminate Lies. We have a cigarette tax, we have a retailer cigarette permitting process, we have cessation programs, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, and in 2008, this is pretty important, we passed our smoke-free air law. So that brings my agency and our partners to this question. What are the steps in tobacco control after best practices are in place? So we decided to dissect it, and this is what we came up with. We were going to focus on smokeless tobacco, also known as modified risk products. These are your dissolvable tobaccos, your snus, nasal snuff, electronic cigarettes. And we're going to look at the marketing tactics the industry uses to market those particular products. We were not going to use the word cigarette. Our CPPW focus is, of course, tobacco, and these were some of our goals. We were going to educate on the implications new and emerging tobacco products had on the impact of our community health. We were going to restrict the sampling and buy one, get ones, and including restrict the sales of new products, restrict indoor and outdoor advertising within 2,000 feet of school, parks, playgrounds, and daycare centers. Our message targets were youth 18 and under. Preferably the 6th through 8th grade. I'd love to tell you I'm going to talk about that today because that's going smoothly and it's incredibly successful. If you go to YouTube, type in Mr. Tobacco, and you'll see a 7-foot-tall tobacco cigarette with kids uses to manipulate in like a reality TV situation to tell the story about how tobacco is impacting their lives. And our other target, main target, was 112 of our elected officials, which are largely Democratic. At this point in the project, we had done our environmental assessments. We had our GIS data. We knew where our permits were. We knew where the tobacco was being sold. We knew where schools were in relation. So at this point, we hadn't really done a whole lot of media work, and so we decided we were going to update our community because the last time we had updated it was just on the awarding of the grant. And this is what we got back. Tobacco means cigarette. And so this was the response we received in the media just by sharing our environmental assessment. The feeling was, first you tell us we can't burn leaves, and now they're telling us we can't smoke in our backyards. How far can you control other people's behaviors? If the federal government truly feels tobacco products are so dangerous, then outlaw the product. What's next? Where does big government stop? And these are some of our elected officials in our community. Looking back, we would have liked to have prevented that, but now we realize that our legislators were tobacco fatigued. The Smoke-Free Air Act took a lot out of a lot of people, and this also allowed us to sculpt our qualitative survey because we realized tobacco means cigarette, even though we were not using the word cigarette. So moving forward, we began our assessment of our elected officials that we conducted in the spring of 2011. 55% participated, and in this survey, we were looking to understand the perception and their role and their rights in tobacco control. We wanted to know what they knew about the new products, particularly snus and dissolvable tobacco. We wanted to know their perception of youth tobacco use and influences, if they felt like tobacco was a problem with their children. And we wanted to know how we were going to deliver this data, these resources to them when we needed to talk with them about tobacco control. The consensus of this assessment was what you see here on the screen. And when I first saw it, I thought, whoa, what is this? Because this is not reflective of our China HIP assessment at all. As a matter of fact, it's complete opposite. You have obesity is high in tobacco and alcohol. But for our elected officials, education is the primary concern. Here's some additional findings. They believe that tobacco by children is not an issue. They have bigger fish to fry. They feel they will be perceived as big government and may overstep their boundaries, thus impacting their electability status. They believe that the use of tobacco by children was not their concern. They did not believe they had the resources to fight the use of tobacco by children, and they kind of felt like they were powerless to fight tobacco companies. But on the other hand, they did say that they would be willing to support ordinances that would limit tobacco advertising. They did recognize that kids were the target of advertising, and they understood that they had a duty to prevent underage tobacco use. So from this point, we began to develop our message. We realized that education was important to them, so we crafted our message with tobacco to link with education. For example, kids who do better in school are less likely to use tobacco. And if you had a person who was a half-full individual, you could say kids who use tobacco are less likely to do well in school. Depends on who you're talking to. Big tobacco is not something that our elected officials like to hear, whereas this message is impactful on our parents and our children. They did not like to hear about it. They felt like regulations are meant to protect the children, not to keep tobacco companies from doing business. So it's really important that you make sure that you are not, your message does not look like you are attacking the economy. Personalize messages to each community and start with those who are supportive. Believe it or not, our smallest communities, Walker, has a population of 450. They were our biggest supporters. So we started with them and we spread out. And you have to help the elected officials understand the efforts implemented today are part of a bigger plan. And that's sometimes hard to do because they are here and now. And so whether that means you use data, you do statistics, or you tell a story, you have to figure out what makes each one of them work. So our final message was, it's about our kids. Pretty simple. So moving forward, we did hire a media advocate who had extensive knowledge of our elected officials on the personal level and the professional level. We developed custom messages and presentations specific to each community or official based on the feedback we received. We had individual meetings with supporters, and we also had peer-to-peer meetings with one supporter and our elected officials that were our opposition. Sometimes we were there, sometimes we were not present. And we also placed educational pieces in noted communication channels outlets. They did tell us they liked to read their information in the newspaper and newsletters, and that's where we put it. Here's our logic model, and I do have some arrows that I just couldn't get to work, so they're not there. So while we had this media advocacy campaign going on, which was targeting our elected officials and our community influencers, we had the public media campaign that was targeting our kids and parents. And they were supposed to meet in the middle to get the ordinances passed. The elected officials were then supposed to influence their constituents, the parents, the community activists, and the community activists, parents, and the kids, were in turn supposed to impact our elected officials. So it was a whole circle. At this point, we felt we were doing pretty good. We had a lot of support. Our county supervisors, 4 out of 5, supported this initiative. They supported the ordinances to restrict new products from coming into our market, to restrict buy one, get ones, and free sampling at fairgrounds. So we decided to do another update on our media because we had our message was pretty solid. This is our local newspaper, the Gazette, and they did a news piece on it. It was a very well-written news piece. It was very neutral. It stated the facts. We were very happy. The next day, Associated Press picked up the piece. We were thrilled. We were in the Florida Times. We were in the Chicago's Tribune. We thought, oh my gosh, Iowa, we are on the map. Little old Lynn County. It was great. The third day, I got a call from Altria. And that was not fun. And so did my secretary, and so did my staff members. Very quickly, by the fourth day, they began to dismantle our message. And this was their response. Lynn County health officials want to ban dissolvable tobacco products, which kids do not use, and keep cigarettes, which was completely out of our message, many kids do use, available. Retailers criticized Lynn County's proposed tobacco restrictions. This is bringing in the retailers. We are going after the economy. I still don't know what this one means. If any one of you knows, come talk to me afterwards. I would appreciate it. So this is my favorite one. Earth to Lynn County. Even the FDA is okay with smokeless tobacco products. Anybody here from the FDA? And then this is a blog, Lynn County, Iowa, attempting to ban dissolvable tobacco products and electronic cigarettes. Anybody familiar with CASA would know those people. So it was pretty intense. Here is the industry pushback at the local level. We started seeing editorials and letters to the editor in our local paper that were from people that do not live in Iowa, that didn't do not live in our community. There was a letter to the editor from the VP of marketing from R.J. Reynolds. We had retailer opposition. They were loudly saying we were hurting small business, we were preventing economic development, these ordinances would keep jobs from being created. Harm reduction was pretty important. We thought for sure this was going to be the biggest argument, and we were wrong. It was casually mentioned once. It was not a primary tactic. We never heard about it again. There were time-intensive FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests put on us, and then they kept changing. They wanted specific language, specific words with specific typing, the capitalization. It took a lot of time. They used retailers to influence our local officials. There were blogs and call to actions by front groups. So that kept us pretty busy, so that we were not aware of what was going on at the state level. There were preemption efforts at the state house in what we call our garbage bill to put preemption language to keep us from moving forward on this, and that delayed voting on the ordinances from May to place the vote in August. And the industry also used influence and partnerships to level opposition. So here's the outcomes. On August 22nd, our ordinances went to a vote. It was voted 3-2 against the sale of dissolvable tobacco, buy one, get one, send samples. We had 4 in support out of 5, and then we went to only 2. That's how effective their methods were. We had tremendous support from the community leaders, business leaders, medical providers. It was amazing turnout, and to hear the speeches during the public comment section was overwhelming and unbelievable. The opposition was present at this hearing. However, they did not speak, probably because of the behind-the-scenes actions. They already knew what the outcome was going to be. The significance of this, despite the fact we got a no vote, this was the first time this type of ordinance went to a vote by elected officials. So we took that first step. And here are some of the lessons learned. Continuously assess your relationship with your media. You want to make sure that not only do they have a right to publish some of your opposition, but what we found is there was not a whole lot of support in our local media. Maintain and monitor your relationships with elected officials at your local and state level. Whether it's you talking to them or it's somebody you know who has a good relationship with them, you have to constantly keep them up to date. And know your lobbyists. And when I say this, I don't mean know your opposition's lobbyists. I also say know your lobbyists that are working, your hospital lobbyists, your community partners' lobbyists. And keep them informed of your efforts, too, because lobbyists talk to each other. Monitor opposition blogs and forums. Anybody familiar with CASA, the electronic cigarette? Okay. They had a blog all about us, and it infuriated me every day. I don't know why I read it. But I had to monitor what they were doing and who they were targeting, and I would encourage you to do the same thing. So that is what our lessons learned in Iowa. We're very proud of our efforts. We're very proud of the map that we laid, and we hope that moving forward with new and emerging tobacco products, many of you will take our lessons and our story and apply it to your own actions. Thank you very much.